Welcome to this, our second Maundy-Thursday meditation, entitled Watch and Pray, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Once again, this is an Ignatian-style meditation based on the story in Matthew 26. Ignatian meditation encourages people to use their imagination and thus experience the stories in the Bible. Before we begin, we'll read through the passage from Matthew 26, verses 36 to 46. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Before we meditate on this passage, let's just prepare ourselves. Find a place where you can be quiet and won't be disturbed. Make yourself comfortable. It helps if you sit with your back straight and your feet placed on the ground. Relax your neck and shoulders. You might like to sit with your hands open in front of you as a way of expressing your desire to receive from God. Close your eyes and take a few moments to focus on your breathing. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Still yourself. Let go of any distractions. Let your worries fly away. Focus once again on your breathing. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Breathe in, hold, breathe out. Continue for a moment just focusing on your breathing. Center yourself, ready to listen to what God may be saying to you and also to listen to what rises up in your heart. As you sit with your eyes closed, you might like to repeat these or similar words. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Or, here I am, Lord. Here I am. So let us imagine. You're in an upper room. You've just finished a celebratory evening meal. What can you see around you? What does your stomach feel like? What tastes remain in your mouth? How are you feeling? Look around the room at those you shared the meal with. Who's here? What are they talking about? What kind of emotions are in the room? Someone, I wonder who, suggests going out for a walk. As you rise from the table, how do you feel? You leave the room, walk down the stairs, and out into the night. What can you smell? What does the air feel like on your skin? What noises can you hear? Who do you walk with? Do you talk as you walk? Or do you walk in silence? The path is familiar. You've been here before. The track is dusty, but you need to be careful that the occasional stone doesn't trip you up. How fast do you walk? What are you thinking about as you walk? You make your way out of the city, down into the Kidron Valley. You stand and look back at the city. What can you see as you look back in the dark? What sounds can you hear? You continue walking. Track begins to rise, and you find yourself amongst an olive grove. What can you see silhouetted against the night sky? Is there a moon? Are you aware of any smells floating your way? Look at the people around you. Who are they? What do they mean to you? Jesus tells them to sit there while he goes to pray, and he calls you to come with him. How do you feel about leaving the others? Jesus has gone on ahead. Look at him. Look at his face. What emotions can you see there? How does that make you feel? Jesus tells you, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." What thoughts go through your mind when he says this? How do you feel about Jesus at this moment? Jesus walks away from you and falls with his face to the ground. He prays, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." How do you react to watching Jesus in such anguish? How do you feel as you hear him speak these words? Listening to his prayer, how do you pray? You find a comfortable spot to sit. Your eyes are feeling heavy. Your head droops. You nod yourself awake. What do you see out of the corner of your eye? Once again, your eyes close, your head sinks to your chest, and you drift into sleep. The mist of sleep clears as you hear the words, "Couldn't you keep watch with me for 1 hour?" How does Jesus' question make you feel? Jesus looks into your eyes. He says, "Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." How do these words make you feel? Do you think Jesus understands you? As Jesus walks away for a second time, what are you left thinking? Once again, you hear Jesus say, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." As you listen to the emotion in Jesus' voice, what thoughts go through your mind? What do you think he's actually talking about? What does his way of praying tell you about his relationship with God? As you think about these things, your eyes once again get heavy and you drift into a light sleep. At some point, you become aware of Jesus standing over you, watching you sleep. You look up into his eyes. What emotion do you see there? He walks away, and your eyes close once more. But you can hear Jesus speaking in the distance. What is he saying? You gradually fall into a deep sleep. You wake to hear Jesus' voice saying, "Are you still sleeping and resting?" What's your response to this question? How do your emotions change when Jesus goes on to say, "Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Look at Jesus' face. What emotions do you see there? You catch Jesus' eye. How does he look at you? And how does that make you feel? Look around the faces of the other disciples as they too gather around Jesus. What emotions can you see reflected in their faces? Take some time now to think about what is about to happen. the story moves on, but it's time for us now to leave Gethsemane and to come back into our space. Continue to sit quietly. When you're ready, open your eyes. Stretch and slowly become aware of your present surroundings. You may like to record any thoughts, feelings, or prayers that you've had during this time in a notebook or a journal so that you can come back to them at a different point. This is the end of the meditation. Watch and pray.